This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Zimbabwe's war veterans present a list of demands to President Robert Mugabe, which includes calls for the party to have a political commissaire who participated in the liberation struggle in the 1970s. The British government has allegedly rejected President Robert Mugabe's ambassador-designate Ray Ndlokula, who is accused of seizing a white-owned commercial farm recently in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwean police arrest Ernest Muzengi of the Media Center following the publication of a story in an online-based news site detailing alleged attempts to bomb the First Family's Gushungo Holdings dairy. We will take a closer look at war veterans' demands and President Robert Mugabe's reaction on some of the issues. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940, and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mushlanganya Huye and Praxidis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners and experts about human trafficking. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. To mark Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary, Studio 7 will be giving out solar-powered radios for lucky winners. Simply invite 10 of your friends to join VOA Studio 7's Facebook page. Keep their names so we can verify your claim. We will also be running a daily competition for lucky winners. You only need to answer a simple question about Zimbabwe's independence. The question today is, who was the first president of Zimbabwe? The answers to our last two questions are Joshua Nkomo and Josiah Magama Tongogara. The draw will be conducted April 18th. Don't be left out.